Because we haven't. The episode hasn't started because we don't have a final four.
We don't. We should do this right now.
So like right now.
Right
no, we're in it. This is the episode. You're in
no,
it.
I'm in
no,
it. Yeah,
I'm telling you right now. Look around you. This is the episode. Oh, it's
shit.
Happening around. I know. I know. The whole room changes. And you're just like.
It does. The colors and the
lights. It's literally like The Matrix where all of a sudden just. Everything flies past and you're like, oh my gosh.
I need guns. Badass scene, by the way. Badass scene.
Can't talk about. We'll get there. Oh, that is actually. No, we do need to talk about
that.
That's where
we're
at. That's exactly what we need to talk about.
They have the same scene in T2 when he goes in that hole.
Dog,
he just goes in a hole full of guns.
what does Connor say? Or not, or does Johnny's just like, mom's always got a stash somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. It's like 15 AK-47s, rocket launchers, Gatling guns. It's like, your mom has been in an insane asylum since the 83, so at least 10 years in this movie. And no, she still has secret gun holes?
I don't think we know that.
Yeah, she went in at the end of T1.
How, though? Because he lives with her for a while.
Either way, who gives a shit? She was in an insane asylum, and she still has gun hole.
To be clear, I did not watch Terminator 1. I read the synopsis of it so I could watch T2. So
here's
that's why I'm like.
Here's the beauty about T2, though. For those of you who haven't watched, you should have. If you're here, you should have. But the plot in T2 is completely optional, and the movie would still shred ass. It doesn't matter, dude. Robots fighting. What more do you need?
There's something about, especially 90s action before CGI's era. I mean, the fact that right now, you know, for anyone who's just like, what the fuck's happening? So we left Group A undecided. The only second time in history in 4 years we've done this. Because we felt like we could not decide between Terminator 2, Judgment Day, or The Matrix without thoroughly watching both. And Cody and I had never seen Terminator 2.
Didn't seem fair to Terminator 2.
It did not, because we know how important it is. So now we're here. And I will say, like, watching T2, it just made, like, when I never understand when people talk about, like, video games or, like, CGI. And they're like, there's just no weight to it. There's no, and you're like, what the fuck do you, sound like an asshole. But then you watch like a movie like this that is almost entirely practical effects.
Yes,
and like and when that semi jumps into the ravine, that's a semi jumping into a ravine.
And you feel it. I completely understand what they were saying. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's like, there's a human, likely there's either a human being in there or they might be able to pilot it. But like,
In a one-to-one with this movie and The Matrix has that lack of heaviness that you're talking about.
But at least in The Matrix, because, you know, I think it's amazing that this movie's 91 and The Matrix is 99, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because The Matrix, for understanding that, like, hey, I think we're going to really try to use a lot of special effects. I almost feel like they were like, well, the problem with it is that it doesn't have that, like, weight of a practical effect. They're like, cool. Then make everyone fucking float. I don't
exactly
care.
They just lean into it. Like, we have no weight, then neither does anything. Nothing else.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine then. I don't need them to be on the ground to kick ass.
Nick,
I'm not concerned about that part. So make it happen.
I will save these two movies that I was watching. I watched these movies and my wife existed around the space. She didn't really enjoy them like I did. But I will say for the record, T2 got more badass counts because there's so many scenes where something happened in T2. I was a little high when I was watching it, but something would happen and I just out loud would go, fucking badass, man. It's badass.
When T2 badass. Comes out and he becomes Johnny Kneecaps.
Exactly. Badass. Dude, when he gets on that motorcycle, the guy's like, I can't let you take the bike. And he just snatches that shotgun and keeps it. I'm like, badass, dude.
Yeah, that's badass. Like, okay, but the question is, you're right. From a badass counter, I would say T2 runs away with it.
Oh, absolutely. The Matrix isn't badass.
I would say The Matrix has more like wow moments, or like more just like what the fuck moment. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I get what you're saying.
This is the problem that like we have to make a decision. I know we have to make a decision.
Yeah.
And we will. We're
experts.
We are. But the thing is, it's like it's almost like for being two action movies, they couldn't be more different in how like. T2, great overall experience. I loved watching it the whole time. I'm like, I get why people love this. Like, And I was like, this is great. And especially if you were there in 91, I can't even imagine what your brain was doing. But then you have The Matrix or what I'm saying is Terminator. I'm good now though. Like it's not going to stick with me that long. The Matrix has that factor where, like, it changes the way you see your own world for not for a long time, and you definitely shouldn't continue to think this.
No, absolutely not.
There is that moment. That movie turns off, and you're just like,
wow. Something to think about. There's something to chew on here. Or like, there's nothing to chew on with T2.
No. But I'm saying, like, it ends and you're just like, am I in the Matrix? How would I know if I'm in the Matrix? Like, it gives you that weird, like, that really great sense of, like, oh my God. Like, it just holds. And, like, the action. Okay, let's just try to break this down. Character-wise, two Matrix. Really great badass females. Let's start there. Holy but you got to give the nod to Sarah Connor.
Oh yeah, she's way better than Trinity as far as a flushed out person. Trinity's just
as a human being.
Yes, a human being. Yeah,
not just as a device to make Neo horny.
I don't. What the Bechdel? Not the Bechdel test. Is that what it's called?
The Bechdel test. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Matrix.
Neither of these
that.
Movies would pass that Bechdel test. In case anyone needs to know, is if two female characters talk to each other about anything other than men.
Yes, neither one of these would pass.
Or but the exact plot of the movie.
Yes, but at least there is a scene. At least Sarah Connors has a backstory that is developed and figuring it out. Like, she doesn't talk to a woman about something else, but she does talk to a doctor about things that are not directly related to the movie. There's something there to play around with. So I guess you give that to T2? I don't know.
I would give that. Okay, so... Neo versus, not literally, but Neo versus Terminator. Because then I think I got to go Neo.
Okay. I think Neo, for sure. He's more fleshed out. Absolutely.
Well, and like
let's
Terminator.
Speed run.
Like, let's be fair. Terminator is overall. way to go, Arnold Schwarzenegger, for being like, let me play a robot. And just being like, yeah, you won't. No need to challenge yourself, brother. Like,
he does a damn good job playing a robot.
I think it's good, but I think overall characters,
I think I would go Matrix. I mean, they have more fleshed out characters.
Full
That's
characters,
totally
yeah,
fine.
Full characters. I would go Matrix.
The badass factor goes to T2.
Yep.
But
wow
the
factor
cool,
goes.
The cool factor and the wow factor go to the Matrix.
What is your the scene that you're just like that you're just the whole time like this is the sickest thing? Because for me in the Matrix, you can go first.
No, you go first. Go. You're set.
For me, for the Matrix, it's the scene. It's getting into the lobby and walking through the metal detectors, and they just go off, and they're like, "Sir," and it just the trench coat opens up, and it's just on from that point, and you're just like, "Oh shit, that's so many guns in one trench coat."
My Matrix one then is. It's near the end where he's got on the phone and the phone gets shot out so he can't leave. And then instead of running, Neo's like, nah, dog, hands. We're about to throw hands with Agent Smith. My favorite part. Where he like cracks his knuckles and you're like, oh, let's go, dog. You got this.
T2, honestly, for me, I think I don't know if it's my favorite, but that scene, the opening chase.
The chase scene, yeah.
Between John and the T-1000.
Yeah,
he's
so
just
good.
So sick that you're like, like I said, you're just like, oh, that feeling when John makes it in the ravine and you're like, oh, he's fine. But why is the background music still going? And then he just turns around and off of a bridge comes a freaking semi. And you're like,
yeah, it's badass. Okay.
We're
not even into the episode yet.
I know.
So let's do this. On three, we just pick one. We got to do this and just see where we're at and we'll argue from there.
Okay.
One, two, three. Terminator 2.
Matrix.
Okay.
I think for me, why it's the Matrix is, for me, once again, too, like, now that I've seen T2, I'm very glad that I saw it. I don't know if I'll ever watch it again. The Matrix is a movie that I do like to go back to, not often, but certainly more than, like, I'm always like you have that moment where you're like, man, it's been a while since I've seen the Matrix. Is it? It's good, right? And then you watch it, you're like, God, this movie rips.
Yeah. I mean, they're both excellent. I'm thinking T2 because I think, one, I will watch it again just because it is fun. I think if we're comparing these as funnel cake, this is better funnel cake. Is The Matrix a better, like, story and plot? Yes. But if I'm talking action movies and I want to get my hair blasted back by explosions, I think I'm going T2.
I think what's tough here is The Matrix, they're almost, both of these things almost do two different styles of action, right? You have the like the kung fu karate in the Matrix, right? You have really awesome fight choreography scenes. Yep. Whereas like Terminator is just a bulldozer, man. Like, this is all, I'm going to blast up the scene where, oh, that's the badass scene, is when they're like, they're pinned into the corporation, and he's just like, and the cops are coming in. They're like, he's like, I'm going to go keep the cops off us. And John's already told him, like, you can't kill anyone. And he's like, you promised you. And you're like, you're excited because you know T2, you know Terminator's going to hold that promise.
But how?
And the way he does it, though, I do need to talk about this, he grabs a minigun, a mini Gatling gun, and fires. We are supposed to be led to believe that he has sniper-like precision with a gun that has 50 cal bullets, and he's just spraying it lightly in front of them. I'm like, and then when it cuts to casualties, 0.0, I'm like, dog, you got someone a little bit.
Somebody caught a stray, bro.
it's just a ricochet off of a car. You blew stuff up. Someone
you
has
blew up
a burn.
Like five cars. Somebody's hurt.
I'm just saying, it's 0.7. You know what I'm saying? Like, someone has to go to the hospital because they got shrapnel. But it's like, it's fine. They're not dead. But like, dog.
Oh, you can't kill people when he blasts that security guard in both his kneecaps.
Yeah.
He's like, he'll live.
No, that's what I'm saying. Kneecap Jones scene is when.
Yeah, before that, I'm saying, yeah. It's badass. Yeah. It's badass.
That's like the only way he knows how to not kill people. He's like, well, I'll blow their kneecaps off then. And you're like,
okay.
For me, here's my pitch for The Matrix is I think Terminator 2 is probably the culmination of the best action that you are going to get from the 90s, which I might be making your own point.
Yeah.
I guess it's a more of a culmination of everything that came before. If you only have to watch one movie that encapsulates all of those dad action movies, it's T2.
Yeah.
I like this more. I will say I like this more than Die Hard. I like this more than Speed, of those types of movies. For me, The Matrix, though, not only, you know, obviously builds on what's happening there, right? Trying to save the world and all that stuff. But and so much of this is too, is probably because it's when I saw it like pretty much when it came out, is like that movie shows you like what the future is going to look like.
Absolutely.
It's like, hey, by the way, you're getting to watch what is the first thing. We say this all the time. I don't find Monty Python funny, right? But that's because I've seen all the iterations of that joke. I remember watching The Matrix, and you know that you're like, oh, I've never seen this before, and now everything is going to be like. Whereas T2 is everything you've ever seen, but the best way to do it.
Yes. One of the categories I'm thinking of is if I had to watch this movie with three other dudes, we got four dudes broing down, we're going to put a movie on, I think I want it to be T2. Because it's going to be action-packed, front to back. We're going to have a great time. And Nick, this is a negative against The Matrix. I love it. They're both very good movies. But some of the people that are into The Matrix, I don't want to talk to about The Matrix.
Yes.
I have yet to meet anyone that I don't want to talk to about T2. Because no one's like, hey, do you want to talk about the overarching, oh my God, we're all logged into the Matrix. No, they want to be like, did you see that fucking chase? It was badass.
Yeah, I will. That is true. Like 100% in that way that like, what do you want an action movie to be? Right. Do you want an action movie to have philosophy? Like as silly as that sounds, like, cause I feel like you would be like, action movies don't need philosophy. And I think to some extent, you're probably right. It's nice to be like, because to your point, if I'm a little bit big, the last thing I need to do is like get into my head about like red pill, blue pill. What does it all mean? What's the point? Like, I don't need to go down those roads. I just want to shut my brain off and watch cool shit happen.
Exactly.
You know,
and that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm locking in T2 right now. You lock in what you got to lock in.
I think we
still have to get to the final four.
I understand that. I think I still have to go Matrix though. I think it's just
I completely understand. And I think, by the way, these are both A+ movies. Watch them.
Oh yeah. Either one of, yeah. If T2 goes in, I'm not like, oh, this whole thing's a sham now. It's like, that's fine. It's very, very good.
So we'll settle this the only way we know how with the American voting coin of 2004. Brought to you by random.org. John Kerry on one side and George Bush on the other. Low seed gets to call it. Nick, I believe that's you.
Is correct. So John Kerry is facing me. I think I got to go with my Bush baby because he's going to. No, I won't go. I'm going to go with John Kerry.
I was like, yes, pick it because it's a trap. But no, you
fucked
up.
No, I'm going with John Kerry.
Damn
I'm going with John Kerry. The alternate reality I want to be in the Matrix where John Kerry got it. So we're gonna flip. It's Bush.
Bush, okay. Baby. I told you it's gonna be Bush. Yeah. So T2 is going into the final four.
That is correct. And folks, welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. But before he gets a foot on the boat, we put him into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round, we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide he steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell him what we're talking about today?
Absolutely. We've transcended all of human creation. We've gone past art. We've gone past music, poetry, fuck off, literature. You don't need that garbage anymore because we have 90s action movies. And once we figure out which one's the best, which will be within the next probably half hour, then you never need to watch another piece of media for the rest of your life. You do not need to ingest any more content except for the show.
Yeah. I like the idea that you're like, in maybe about 30 minutes, but you're like, this could be hours. These are I don't want to denigrate everything we've ever done. Cause I think if I looked back, I would find something that is as powerful as this final four, but usually there's always one member of the final four that's like, you got in here because of the bracketologist, right? You got in here because the brackets were randomized and you got in on a weak spot. You shouldn't be here.
Seating's important though.
It is. But I'm just saying, like, I'm looking at these four movies. Folks, here we are, final four.
Nick, do we do it? Okay, this is just an option. We don't have to do this. Do we do this as a fatal four-way?
Because
they're
no.
all strong. Okay, perfect, good.
No, I want to hold to, we've done too much already. We have to adhere to tradition at some point.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, here we are, folks, in the final four, where we have the Group A champion, who you just discovered, Terminator 2. Going up against the Group B champion, Demolition Man. And then we have on the other side of the bracket, the Group C champion, Armageddon, going up against the Group D champion, Independence Day. The reason I want to keep these separated is because the way it fell, once again, we do have that nice dichotomy of like, okay, do you want your futuristic robots or, you know, sci-fi element? Or do you want just dope space shit? At the end of the day, that's what the 90s were, folks.
Exactly.
It was perfect. It's either robots or aliens, folks, and that's all we cared about, or stuff from space. We were just so excited.
We had a lot going on, so we couldn't focus on other things than action movies.
All right, Cody, which one do you want to start? Which battle?
Let's go Armageddon Independence Day. How about that? You want to start
that's
there?
That's fair. We talked a little bit about T2. Yeah, let's move on. Cool down a little bit before we go through.
I want to say for the record, if you look it up, Neil deGrasse Tyson hates both of these movies. part of my research, I learned that he hates both of these movies because apparently they're not realistic. And to Neil deGrasse Tyson, I'd say, it's an action movie, dog. What do you expect?
I will say that makes me love these movies even more. Like, it's one thing. It's one thing if Neil deGrasse Tyson wants to criticize movies like Gravity or The Martian, right? Where these are like, we are in space. This is how it would feel and look. This is real, you know? I get that. Dog, we sent oil crew guys to space.
Instead of teaching astronauts to drill a hole, we sent people who drill a hole to space.
Okay, Cody, let's talk about that. because this is Ben Affleck, who is in the film.
Also, I mean, if I had a choice to send Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis to space, I'm doing it.
I feel like the movie shows us why. Because the astronauts are way more likely to get space madness, a disease we all are very aware of. Definitely not made up for the movie.
The people who've trained their whole life to be in space are susceptible to space madness, but the people who've never once until I don't know, 30 minutes ago, didn't know space was an option.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
Exactly. Because it's what you're prepared for. You're having to take classes and have to like go through like psych evals to make sure you're not going to end up with space madness. So you're like, wait, that's a thing? They didn't even mention it to Bruce Willis until they get up there and one guy starts going through space madness and like, oh shit, Oh, no, it's Space Madness. Not Space Madness. Okay, but here's the thing. Because a lot of people will tell you, Ben Affleck included, will tell you that he doesn't understand why you wouldn't have trained astronauts to drill oil.
Exactly.
Have you never met a single man in your life? I'm telling you, go to an oil rig right now and ask those men, hey, if we were in an Armageddon situation, could you pull it off?
Nick, first of all, yes. If someone came to me right now, I'm not even on an oil rig, like, hey, we need you for an Armageddon situation, I would go. What I'm saying is the president made a bad call.
Nope. Hold on. Because if you go to astronauts, these are men of science. These are generally speaking, people have doctorates. These are people who know the limits of what you can know and what can be done. I think if you go to an astronaut and say, hey, we've got a week that you need to learn how to drill into a surface you've never drilled into before. Do you guys got it? They would all be like, we can try.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. The scientists are going to be like,
you need a bunch of fucking rednecks up there being like, let's fucking go, dude. I'm dumb enough that this could work.
Let me put this into easier terms. Basically, the scientists are like, I ran the numbers and there's a 30% chance this will succeed. And then they're all scared. But the rednecks are like, you telling me there's a chance? Crack me open a fucking bottle of Bud Light and let's give it a ride. It's like, exactly. Okay, yeah.
So I just always want to say, for anyone who argues that it's like, you should have just trained the astronauts. No, you shouldn't have. You got the right guys for the job, obviously, because they did save the world as well.
They did save the world. Rest in peace.
Okay, but Independence Day. Here's the problem. Here's the problem with Independence Day, Cody. The president saves the day, is part of that team. And he gives that speech.
The speech. He gives that speech.
There's no speech in for a movie that feels like it should have a speech. It's got a lot of good lines in it, right? You have a lot of nice moments. You don't have the speech.
True. Tell me. The problem I have with Independence Day is I love the speech. I love the action. I love the fights. I love the explosions. It's great. Of all the movies we watched, and all the movies, I would say, including the Power Rangers movie, this movie's plot is the least believable of all the movies that we have, Nick.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, why don't you get off your fucking high horse?
No, this is not even the physics of it. This is not the physics of it. I don't care about that. Neil, shut up. I will pass on all the physics because it's an action movie world. I'm just saying, if every city on Earth gets glassed, we still lost. We lost Independence Day. The speech is good. There's some people that lived, but the planet is destroyed for all intent and purpose.
They only glass like 8 cities, dog. I mean, yeah, New York's gone, and that's going to be a tough one to bounce back from.
LA's gone. Shanghai's gone. Beijing's gone. Every major city in the world. Nick, they glassed 8 cities. They glassed like 90% of the population of Earth.
We're still here. What's there? I mean, yeah, that sucks. Like, I hear what you're saying. But hey, the way to go, I think it's either Jerry Bruckheimer or Michael Bay. I can't remember who did that. Or Ridley Scott. I don't know. Way to have the balls to kill an entire city. and not retcon it later. But once we killed the aliens, all the people come back. Nope.
Nah, dog.
It takes some balls to be like, no, we're for sure, like, they're all dead, and you all have to live with that. But don't worry, because the movie ends before we talk about it. So, and which is wild that they did make a second one, which I probably will never see. Okay, here's
Independence Day 2, more independent.
Did you love the moment in Independence Day? It's right away. It's like really, it's like the first time you meet the president, and the like news anchor is like saying about Bill Pullman that he's just like, I don't know. He's just getting pretty old, you know? I just think we need, you know, I don't think he's going to win election. Just a lot of people view him as old. And I was like, dog was 47 in that movie. Like,
yeah, dude, we'll take it. We'll take it. Yeah. Please, dear God.
I was like, I was just one of those scenes where I was like, you have no idea. And the whole time, though, that's the only problem with Independence Day is that we live in America now. Like, dude, because you're watching and you're like, there ain't no way. I'm like, it made me realize, I think everyone should have to watch Independence Day because it helps you become a more informed voter. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes, I agree. And back to our previous point, I think we should always vote for people who would be capable in an Independence Day situation.
I need to at least, why is that not part of the debates? Why is it not, hey, you've got, I think the speech is like a minute and 30, something like that, maybe 2 minutes. It's not long, but it's the fucking speech. why do they not in the debates be like, hey, give the speech. Like your version of the speech.
Yeah, yeah, move me. I need to be moved.
I need to run through a brick wall. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to know that you can do that. I've never flown an F-15, but if I was on the ground there with him, I'd be like, yeah, get me in one of those bad boys. I'll figure it out. They're like, sir, this isn't, hey, we understand that you could definitely be an astronaut, but you can't fly an F-15 on your own.
Where are you at? I think I'm leaning towards Armageddon right now.
The spectacle of Armageddon.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. The song, the spectacle, yeah. The just everything building together. Independence Day is also a spectacle and good and stuff, but
yeah,
I find it hard for everyone to clap and celebrate taking a big fat nasty L.
My problem is it's Armageddon. I'm probably closer to Armageddon than I am Independence Day. But there's the speech, and then there is Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum as just the, we talked about how sexy they are in the last episode. We don't have to get too deep into that, but it's true. The star power.
The star power,
yeah. Armageddon has Bruce Willis, and Bruce Willis is doing a pretty good job. But otherwise, there's not that, like, you know, when you're in an action movie, I want that just like, I want to be just drawn to something, right?
I think you actually brought it up when we were talking about Armageddon, why I'm going to vote for Armageddon and the thing I like about it. I feel like Armageddon is a poor man's action movie. And I don't mean in a way that it's usually interpreted like poor man's action movie, you know, like not a good version. I mean, when I watch Armageddon with my boy Nick and we're a little high and we're sipping a beer together, we can look at each other and be like, they could have thrown us on that rock. We would have got it done, boy. We would have got that job done. At no point during Independence Day do I look at Nick and say we could have got that done. Yeah,
we're just stuck there, like, we just be looking over at each other like,
Jeff Goldblum's so hot.
I'm glad we live in South Dakota, right?
Yeah, exactly, like, dude. No one's shooting us.
They don't mention ever getting near Minnesota or South Dakota. So, like, I don't know.
I'm on the far side, too. If you want to take down Mount Rushmore, go ahead. I'm over
that's
here, bro.
Fine. I'm going to be okay. Like,
yeah, I think I got a lock in Armageddon. It felt better. Independence Day was great. Again, I think we did a very good job with these final four. All these movies are very good.
I know.
In their own unique way.
It's always going to be this. It's always going to be this. But I think I have to agree with you here. I just think Armageddon has just so big, so dumb in that way that you need it, you know?
Yeah.
All right. We go to the other side of the bracket where we have T2 going up against Demolition Man.
Yeah, okay. Dude. My wife, Nate, I'm sorry, Catherine, but I have to put you on blast. I was watching T2. Catherine kind of watched Demolition Man with me. She like sat and watched most of it.
Sure.
We watched T2 first, and then we're watching Demolition Man. And when they're getting Stallone out of the cryo freezer and he's like naked laying there all curled up.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, wasn't Arnold Schwarzenegger like in that same pose in T2 when he was naked? And I was like, yeah, kind of. It's kind of, you know, a throwback to an old action movie.
Yeah.
And she's like, why were they naked? Well, it doesn't seem like it's necessary. Have you seen Stallone and Schwarzenegger? Like, why are they naked?
To this why day, Stallone naked? Gets naked. Like,
yeah, like, what are you doing?
You don't want to see this?
If I watch these movies and you cut out that scene, I'm pissed. Give it back.
Hey, man, you don't go to the bakery and not look at the beefcake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, exactly, dude.
I'm here to check out the beefcake regardless of, like, it's like, I think you could ask some of the straightest men, like people who are like defiantly straight, and be like, take out the nude scenes in T2 or Demolition Man. They'll be like, hey man, there is that scene where he is just fucking ripped up, and you just
I need to see him ripped up. That's
the point.
If I don't see him that ripped up, then how am I supposed to believe when he's fighting the guy in the old abandoned subway that he can really powerbomb him through a car?
It's very important.
I need to know he's jacked.
In the same
also,
way.
Let me get a good look at that hog.
Yeah. Hey, don't tease a hog and not show. Hey, now. You're just like, hey, come on, man.
Come on.
In T2, when he's walking through and you're seeing his point of view, right?
Yeah.
And it's just all the women being like, nice hog.
Yeah, they all like that.
Also, though, it is a robot. Why do we put a hog on the bot?
Because it needs to pass as a human.
That is not the human test.
Dude,
like, we've never done that as our human test. Hey, like, whip out that hog, dog. Like,
it is now. Hey, if you knew there was symbiote robots walking around and you knew that they didn't have a hog, the test would be, let me see that hog.
Yes.
So in the future.
I just feel like there's other tests before the let me see that hog test.
There are.
Belly button.
Nick, you have to remember, this robot's from the future. He's already surpassed. All those tests have already passed. We're at the hog stage of testing now.
Cody, you're right. He is from 2029. So I really don't know what 5 years from now we've come up. But you're right. The tests we would have 5 years from now are very much less likely.
We're going to be watching the MIT dynamic robot, like jumping on boxes and stuff. And be like, oh, God, let me see that hog on him, though.
They'll be like, there is no hog. Good.
Good.
That's exactly right.
Good. That's exactly right. There's not a hog.
That's the right answer to that test. All right.
Don't ever put one on there. Otherwise, we'll never know.
Don't let them know about our hogs, okay? Don't ever let them know about the hog. So that way, they'll never think, oh, I got to pass as one of these guys. Let me get one of these things. Here's the thing. I think I know we've talked about T2, so I want to give some time to Demolition Man.
Absolutely.
Here's the, Demolition Man is that great. If you reach for the stars, you'll land on the moon or whatever the fuck it is, right? Land for the moon, land on the stars. Like, there is a lot of cool shit. There's a lot of fun ideas. Obviously, I think it's even better in the future. Like now.
It's better now. It's better now than it was in 98 or 99, 96, whatever.
Yeah, completely agree. I'm like, this is so much better because you're like, hey, you all kind of got there.
A lot of stuff right here.
Like that, but you got a few things right here.
It took a lot of big swings, which I really respect. And the whole movie is very fun. Of all the movies in the final four, it's the one that gets comedy right.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, it just makes me think of like every joke that's in all these other ones where you're like, I see what you thought you did.
Hasta la vista, baby, is not quite the same as when he's describing different ways to have sex with someone in the future who's never touched a human body. The horizontal mambo, jumbo town, getting the pink pig in the playpen. What are we talking about here?
It's good. Demolition Man is very, very, and honestly, I think if you had to make me choose, I think I'm a Stallone over an Arnold. I think I've decided.
I agree with you too.
We've done enough of these now that it's actually kind of allowed me to have watched these films and the movies I never had an opinion on. And I'm like, Stallone was that guy. Like, he clearly wanted to be an actor, but
he's directed and written and stuff. Yeah, I'm definitely a Stallone guy over Schwarzenegger.
So it's definitely Stallone. Like, I'm watching this. I'm like, I love you, Stallone. Wesley Snipes, shout out Wesley Snipes for hanging out and being here doing cool
stuff. Where I'm at, which I fucking, Snipes is so good in this movie. Wesley Snipes killed it in this movie. Here's what I want. We don't usually do this, but I'm throwing this out to Fungalore and my Bim Bam fans that listen to this show. I wish Wesley Snipes would have paid his taxes because we'd still have Wesley Snipes, man.
Spoilers.
What else did he do?
Not bad spoilers.
Oh, thank God.
He is, I'll say he's in a current movie, a very big movie right now Ryan Reynolds already spoiled it. He's in Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh, he
comes
probably
back as Blade.
Cool.
And he still got it. Like, in that way that you're like, you don't have it all because you just can't. You're getting old. Like, there's something about watching like a man who's like closer to 70 than he isn't.
Yeah.
Trying to be cool, but you're like, you still get it.
He's still like Wesley Snipes.
It's not gone. It doesn't leave him.
Wesley Snipes. It's one of those games like, this is my friend Wesley. You're like, yeah, fucking Snipes. Damn, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, you had me in the first half, I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But in the second half, you really brought me back. Here's the problem. I think I know what you're trying to say.
Get it. Get T2.
T2, I think T2 holds up differently. Demolition Man is a movie, I think, I like Demolition Man a lot, but I don't think a lot of people like Demolition Man a lot. And I have
a lot of reasons to not like Demolition. Like,
but there's not a lot of reasons not to like T2.
It's just airtight. Like, it's just one of those things where it's 2 hours and 17 minutes. You could have told me it was an hour.
Absolutely.
It just flies by. You're just like, it's paced very well. Everything lines up in a great way.
Also, in Demolition Man, the guy in the future who brings back Wesley Snipes and, you know, basically makes him the ultimate killing machine, the computer hacker, all that stuff. The one that gives him all the info. How the fuck did you think that was going to play out, my dude? Like, what were you thinking? You made one of the world's Biggest sociopaths of all time. Like, that's his whole character. He's insane. And now you made him an insane, perfect killing machine? Oh, yeah, he kills you. Spoiler alert, he killed that guy. Like, what the fuck are you thinking?
It's like Silence of the Lambs, just giving Hannibal Lecter, like, I don't know, why don't you get out here? It's like, what do you think? He's going to kill someone and eat someone. Like,
yeah, it's worse than that. It's taking Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lambs, letting him and eight of his hand-picked dudes who are also in jail out.
Right, yeah.
What are you thinking? And by the way, this is a future without guns. So they're the only ones with guns.
Yeah.
Dog.
Good call. No. But they're just going to focus on, what was the plan if everything goes well, right? If it went
100%
to plan, what is the next day look like? Like, you think these guys are going to be like, hey, thank you so much for letting us run that mission. That was so cool. We'll head back to prison or whatever.
Yeah, you can freeze us again. That's fine. No, dude, you taught him karate. He's not going back.
Yeah, you don't come back from that. Like,
God, if I do karate, you'd never get me in jail. I got to lock in T2, dude. I just got to lock in T2. I love Demolition Man, though. Very good.
You can't have a bad time watching any of them. Cody, okay, here's a situation for you. You're John Connor.
Yeah.
I'm Kyle Reese. You tell me how you feel about that. Oh, you don't know. Have you seen Terminator 1?
No, I don't know.
Did you read anything about it?
No, because it was not Terminator 2.
Okay, that's fine. Then I'll just give you the quickest synopsis. Because Terminator 1, essentially, the whole plot there is that they send Arnold Schwarzenegger to kill John Connor. In Terminator 1, Arnold Schwarzenegger is the villain. Definitively not an anti-hero. He's definitively the villain. So Kyle Reese is part of the militia. And John Connor from the future sends Kyle Reese back to be like, hey, they're going to send a Terminator to kill my mom. You got to protect my mom. And he's like, of course. But we also find out that Kyle Reese, there's a little photo of Sarah Connor that he's probably whacked off to a couple times.
So it's okay. So his friend becomes his own dad. It's a nasty in the pasty situation.
It's one of those. It is. And it's. That's what makes, I will say, having read that, it did make the movie even better, because John Connor does have to deal with, like, the fact that his mom has told him all of this too. She has not let him be like, oh, don't worry about it. She's insane and is like, hey, by the way, you're a future militia leader, so I'm going to bang all these dudes so that way you can learn how to be a warrior, because you have to save the world. And also, your dad is going to be your best friend.
Yeah, your dad is your past justification, dude. You know what? I love that detail. That's great. I'm okay with that.
Like, I'm just like, how is that like when you have to go? Like, imagine meeting me, knowing I'm your dad, and just being like,
I'm older than you.
to the first time we met, dog, and it is me, and it's you and me, and we're pushing that couch, and you just have to be like, my mom at some point.
Yeah, like, dog. You're going to raw dog my mom.
You're going to fucking raw dog my mom. Like,
technically, if I'm born.
Yeah. I mean,
time travel's weird.
Time travel is nuts.
Here's the thing. I think you brought up an excellent point. Terminator 2 is airtight, right? When you're watching it, the only time you stop to think is, was that more badass than the last thing I saw that was badass? But in Armageddon, you're like, wait, they're not sending scientists? Wait, they rode up on a jet ski? Wait. Like, it's a lot of weight. Wait? Okay. Well, like, you have to think about it, but you get there. You get there. I'm not saying you can't get there, but I'm saying in T2, you're already there, baby. You're there.
I will say, I think, though, where Armageddon, there's a moment there. Both these movies have a self-sacrifice.
Yeah.
And that was the one thing I knew about T2 going in, is that at some point,
get the thumbs
he's going in the lava and he's going to give the thumbs up, right? And there is this perfect moment where the T-1000 is right there on the edge, where I just thought he was going to hit him with the spear, and it's like, no! And then he gives it. Instead, it's much more protracted.
Yeah, that I actually liked it.
That Bruce Willis sacrifice. I will cry. I've cried every time. I've cried when I watched it when I was 9 years old. I will continue to cry. And he has to miss a thing. Cody! He has to.
I know.
He's going to. He's going to miss a thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he saved the world.
That scene is very good. And I'm trying to think in my head the end scene of Terminator would be as good if I only changed one thing. And that was to add Aerosmith as the backing soundtrack.
Yeah. The answer is yes.
It would have been better. So that's
it would have been sick.
So, But that's the one thing T2 does not have is Aerosmith. There's no Aerosmith at all.
So here's where, once again, I know we've said T2 is like airtight and it's great. Here's the thing about when I'm going into an action movie, though, and I do think some of this is because of where we are now in society, right? We're so used to special effects and stuff that like T2 comes off as like quaint now. Like for what was considered spectacle then, right? Passes for, oh, that's cool. Whereas like what Armageddon still, when I'm watching it, I get that like awe feeling of like, yeah, holy, because it is a good, because they can't do a ton. They're still doing special effects, but there's so much practical effects too, right?
That
it balances it out in a nice way.
This is, yeah, it does. And I do like Armageddon, and I do like that Armageddon feels like a massive set piece of a movie. Like you're watching all these dominoes falling in. It's very cinema, right? This is cinema.
Yeah.
The thing I like about T2 that I think we haven't touched on is, despite the fact that there's time travel and there's robots fighting to the death, it feels real. There's no time there's no time for a love plot. That's not what we're here for. Yes.
Yeah.
The lady's locked in an insane asylum, and she's absolutely right. Everything she's saying is the truth. She doesn't seem crazy, but she's saying these crazy things. Guess what? That's what they would do with people like
that. Yeah. 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 That's what happens.
It feels like this stuff is happening in the world that is really happening.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
Armageddon doesn't have, like, when they stopped to have sex in Armageddon, it's like, Doug, you're trying to save the world.
They knew that they had time. There was an off day. They literally said, go. They literally told them, like, hey, make your peace, brother. Like, although, to that point, what a wild, they are so much calmer for men who know what they're about to do and what's coming and being
I think for the record, Nick, that I think there's a stoicism that we all would have if we were in that situation.
If it was you're just like, hey, I'm going to enjoy this.
If you knew tomorrow that you were going to die, what are you? I'm not going to freak out. What's the freaking out going to do?
I guess that's fair. Right. Yeah. That's a good point. You might as like, I think you'd probably just be more present. Could you imagine realize like, you know, like, hey, we're on this mission tomorrow. And you just see like some guy just like on his phone. Like, get off your phone. this is happening, dude. Please stop looking at Instagram. This is the last time.
Dog.
Like, here's what's tough. Here's what's tough for me is I know I should pick T2. I know I should. And I get that. I genuinely, like, Armageddon, there's a fun factor for me that T2 doesn't have. And for me with an action movie, like, I want that fun factor. I want dumb.
You want some fun fact from T2?
Yes.
The leading boy that plays John Connor and his best friend. Do you know where they got their start?
Where?
Are you afraid of the dark?
Hey!
That's a fun fact. So if you're like me and you have the DVD collection of Are You Afraid of the Dark, when you first see them, your first thought is, oh no, that's not John Connor. It's, hey, that's that kid from Are You Afraid of the Dark.
That gets
a real different energy to the movie.
Here's the problem with T2 as well. John Connor. He has his moments, but he's not holding it down as well as the other two. And I know that's a child actor thing, and that it's a roll of the dice with child actors. I know that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying,
his acting was never bad enough to completely take me out of
the movie. No. Yeah, not fully. And I'm sure. And also, this is the person who's probably going to choose Armageddon saying, like, his acting was a little bad. It's like, did you see Ben Affleck is in this movie, Nick? Like,
Ben Affleck and Liv Tyler in this movie. You're over here.
Or in this, and they share scenes together. For some unknown reason, they were like, let's put the two. Actually, I would say Ben's charismatic, but like nonetheless.
No. So I'm surprised they still qualify as scenes when they're together. I'm locking in T2. That's where I'm going. I think T2, as far as action movie, this is top to bottom, perfect. It doesn't feel long. It moves along. The plot is there. It's just, it's good. And then Sarah Connor is a badass.
That was the one thing that made me, it makes you like think, you're watching that and you're like, okay, this is 91. How many other badass female like roles? This should have spawned all of them. Like there's
Alien. Alien's the only other one I can think of.
But I think Alien and Aliens is either right around or at least kind of before. You have Rip. So, I mean, that means you have Ripley and Sarah Connor holding it down, and then society was like,
the first Alien came out in 79, so it's been a while.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, we had these great examples, and I'm not saying that there aren't movies that have strong women action, but yeah. I'm like, this should have been the move, right? Like, this, they were so good. She's so good in it. Like I said, this is going to come down to just preference and the fact that I do need a little dumb. I think, yeah, to your point, you're right. This is entirely grounded and is like, this is how it would theoretically if two robots are coming back.
Yeah.
Are coming back in time.
So once you make the jump, once you're able to make the jump and say, this is the plot. I have agreed to watch this movie with the belief that these two robots from the future are doing this.
Yes.
Once you do that, the rest of the movie is realistic.
Yep. And at no point do they break their own rules. It's once again, it's airtight. Like a little dumb.
If Armageddon would give me Taylor or give me Aerosmith, then I'd have everything. But I like a T2, dude.
I get it, man. I understand. And to some extent, I hope you win. I hope you do win this flip. Because I think I would like to know that T2, like that's what we say is the 90s action. But I can't in good conscience say that
Well, you got to pick because you're the low seed.
Low seed for me. All right. So we got George Bush facing up, John Kerry on the other side. I got to go George Bush because he's the only type of, he is the dude who, this would have been his plan, you know?
This is a George Bush plan, top to bottom. I'm from Texas. We're going
to
go down there. We're going to get the best oil monkeys. That's what they call them. Oil Bush. I don't think we call them that. We're going to go get them. And we're going to put them on the moon. No, we need to blow up an asteroid. We're going to put them on the asteroid then.
Do that.
It's like, all right. I don't care. It's going to be fucking bad. We're going to put a nuclear bomb on an asteroid. It's going to be badass.
I will say that in a world where that the Armageddon plot pans out and when they get back to Earth, we can never not get off oil, can we? Like, we're like, well, oil saved the day. So, like, we would just have to be like, well, oil's the greatest.
A parade? Like, if they did that, though, like, a parade doesn't seem like enough. You know, like what?
What do you do? Yeah, they have to go on like a tour first. They should get like a full world tour.
Yeah, world tour.
Where we all just gather in stadiums to applaud them.
Everybody should bring them something.
Right. Yeah. You have to bring a donation of something.
A gift.
That got to stay here because they didn't, the world didn't blow up. What are you bringing? What are you bringing to them that you're like, hey, I would not have had this, but you are here.
You deserve it? I don't know, bro. Like, that's really hard. I've got these custom friendly competition skateboard deck that you got me for Christmas. And it's very important to me. And there's only two. And maybe that's
good. That I like that. I think I'm looking around. I think I'm handing over. Like, I think I'd hand over just like a symbolic record. Like Like I would just like, I know behind me, I've like Mayday Parades, A Lesson in Romantics, just something like that to be like, I get to have music still because of you. Like, so thank you. Something like that. But all right. So we got to flip. Let's see what happens. John Kerry. Okay.
Let's go. Terminator there 2, baby.
For the gods picked accurately. I feel good about this. I feel good on both ends because I got to pick Armageddon. And I get to know that T2 is the movie because I do think that is. That's 90s action, baby.
It's 90s action. It's quintessential 90s action. Nothing more. Definitely nothing less.
Yeah. So T2, congratulations on becoming our champion for best 90s action film. And thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to know about Shaboys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, and that subscribe. And give us 5 stars wherever you can.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just go up at FriendlyCompPod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you'd like to see us do, email those to us at FriendlyCompPodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout outs to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff, head over to Bandcamp. Type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That's going to be it for us, folks. Got a new season coming up. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.